My most memorable experience is some role play activities. So when I do the drama, I have to know how to speak the language fluently and at the same time act some emotion, and there's some interaction between the other actors and students, so we can learn more frequently and more efficiently than just sitting inside the classroom. Yeah.
And you did that in which level of education? You did that in secondary school or primary school?
Mostly secondary school, yeah.
Okay, and what about reading? Do you have a memorable reading experience?
Reading, I seldom reading actually, but I did have some memorable experience. For example, in secondary school, we have to write some long written report about the books, and we have to go to some Hong Kong libraries and borrow some books that have specific topics. Like for me, I studied biology before, and I have to find some books that have a minimum pages. At that time, they let us to choose the books that more than 200 pages. That is a hard job for secondary school students at that time, rather than test books. So at that time, they allow us to use half of the month to finish reading the books and do the report. And in the lesson, they told us to have a presentation to present what I have learned in doing the reading, and I think it's quite memorable because I seldom reading books, and suddenly the teachers let me to read such fact books, and it's a hard job, yeah, but it's worth to do this and have this experience.
How about these days for the course that you're doing, sustainability? So do you use English much for this course?
Yeah, in this course we have to use the English all the time. So the lecturer speaks English to teach us, and when we answer the questions or do the homework, we have to answer in English also. So this can practice our language, whatever reading, speaking, writing, yeah.
Now, you did A-levels, and nowadays students are doing the DSC. So any advice that you would give students when they're trying to get through high school studying English?
Well, my advice is practice more, so speak more English with other people so you can have a more fluent English, and watch more TV programs that in English language, so we can learn, we can know more people that they speak their mother tongue, and we can also read more books so you can learn the language rather than in the English lessons.
Where can you go and speak English in Hong Kong if you want to practice?
Right. Usually in the school, yeah. But outside the school, I seldom speak English because all the people here, they speak Cantonese. Yeah.